This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here I sit thinking about the moon that we have traveled, and every other man still hopes that we may come unravel. I do not claim to know the answer to every single question. All that I can really say is we are on no worldly mission. Today's a good day.
The Doug Stanford Good Day Labor Day program, Labor Day weekend, ending today, maybe some people tomorrow. A lot of rain and wind various places around the country. The weather here got kind of wild last night with the prospects of a tornado, so the local radio and television moguls would have you believe. It was just a big rainstorm. 2.5 inches of rain fell in an hour on my compatriot Don Ely's farm out in Brookfield, which is northern Worcester County. And then the storm came across and got weaker. But the people, they couldn't milk that by telling you the storm's getting weaker. No, look out! Tornado! Go to the cellar!
Yeah. That's a lot of rain, though.
A lot of wind, yeah. Then there's a lot of wind, there are trees down, that kind of stuff. Let's talk about the people who are concerned about ISIS, which is probably most of us, right? I mean, in a way, we've been told, and the stories are more than just a passing fancy. But back to the fear factor and whether or not you need to be afraid or worried for your life or whatever it is because ISIS is going to come over here and blow everything up. The conventional wisdom, and I'm trying to take the politics out of this, Richie, because it's easy for the Republicans to criticize the Democrats for not acting quickly enough, blah, blah, blah. So there was a representative named Tom Cole from Oklahoma who was on with Jeff and with Stefan Pupulis yesterday, said the U.S. has to be smart about what we can do and not rush to act. This is a Republican, by the way. He said, quote, "I think, frankly, there's way too much emphasis on acting now and doing something immediately instead of being smart about what we do. I think the elements of a strategy are already there. We know we're going to use air power. We know we're going to use special operations. We know we're going to have to build alliances." This is kind of interesting because there is an alliance being sought, but it hasn't been put together yet, which sort of surprises me because in this circumstance, the Europeans are not going to lose anything. The only thing to worry about is if they get themselves involved, does that mean ISIS is going to come to them? We're a long ways away. Europe's not so far away. And whether that's the real reason. But so far, we've carried out more than 100 airstrikes against the ISIS positions. And there's a lot of comment. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, all kinds of social commentary about what we ought to be doing, the president's weak or not, who's the power broker here. I just think that this fellow says that whatever we do is, however we approach them, getting rid of them is doable, I believe, is what he said. It's smart action needed, but it's a very doable thing. So whether or not you're worried every day, it's a tougher thing to deal with.
But then what?
What do you mean? Then what? What?
You know, this has been going on for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years.
Well, not this kind of slaughter.
No, I know. I don't know. Yeah, you have to stop these guys before they get out of control. But then,
well, they are out of control by definition right now. I think they're out of control. You don't think they're out of control?
Oh, they're out of control regionally, but they could grow and grow and grow and be out of control internationally. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're worried about is, you know, these guys going into Europe or possibly getting, we already see they're recruiting people from here to go there. What's not to say they don't bring the people there? They leave them here to do something. So that's what you got to kind of cut it off before it happens. But, you know, it just seems like, once you swat one of these flies, another one's going to pop up. And
well, that's true. Right.
And
yeah,
Sunnis, how do you get them to get along? How do you get them to live in the same? Let's say you give them all their own country. Let's say, okay, you guys get this country, this land. You guys get this land. Everybody gets their own country. They'll be fighting with each other still.
Hmm. Well, there's always that chance that we have done something or somebody's done something that is. Or some groups of people have done things. And I tend to think more, and the blame game doesn't work, fix the problem, not the blame. But we continue to focus on these areas because there's oil there. We've heard that any number of times on this program from experts. The problems all started, the Hate America group started out of our approach to take over control of oil in these various places and to get as much as we can. So that's, you got.
Well, it really started before that with the imperialism.
Well, it started the way the Europeans, the Dutch, the British, the French,
right,
to a lesser extent, the Germans, cut up all of these areas to their own liking, and they didn't take into account the tribal origins of the, in this case, the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. These people were never together in one country, and now they are, and you see what the problem is. And there are plenty of problems. In a moment, the most successful Kickstarter campaign ever, plus banned words at Labor Day, the words that are not, well, I'll explain in a second. At 13 after the hour, this is Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
It's got big pens for a dollar, so full compass for 50 cents, way, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muscle about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a comp book for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store at staples.com for details.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Terry Wheat?
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA?
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston beer company about the man. Take responsibly.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden. We were just talking about the dangers that exist in the world today. I'll tell you something. After that hack attack last week, J.P. Morgan Chase and at least four other financial institutions got hacked.
Yeah.
In this coordinated attack that came from the Russians. More, I think, of a problem than ISIS or any of these other groups. Yeah, they're a problem. But these Russian hackers were the source of the attacks, and you got to believe that Putin was in on it in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, absolutely.
What's less clear about this, Richie, is whether the attacks were prompted by U.S. sanctions against the Russian government or not.
No.
I think that's one of those, they were hacking, they want to get into.
They've been hacking us well before the sanctions, and will be hacking us for, the Chinese and the Russians are attacking us, our computer infrastructure, 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. They never let up. The Chinese are trying to get industrial secrets, weapons, so that they can sell the information. I mean, they hack Apple, they hack Pepsi, they hack the government, they hack everything they can, and the Russians are doing the same. The banks, the whole bit, mm-hmm. trying to steal. The Russians are more trying to steal, and the Chinese are looking for information.
Yeah. How about something that's successful and wonderful and great to celebrate on a day like today, or any day? America Entrepreneur, and because I have my teeth into, my fingers into a program called My Cool Inventions and the Dream Big America concept of encouraging people to start their own businesses. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm actually the only one really left running a successful national brand without any help from anybody. It's me and Richie and all the guys and girls here together that make this program possible every day. It's been on the air for 27th year, 1988 to what, we'll start our 27th year next month.
Wow.
And so when I see something like this, I really feel good about having gotten on the bandwagon early when it comes to crowdfunding and urging people who have businesses. You got an idea? Here's the most successful Kickstarter campaign ever. It's a cooler. Yep, cooler.
I've seen this. This is
awesome. It raised $13 million. The previous record holder was the Pebby smartwatch. Got $10 million last year. 60,000 people contributed to this cooler campaign, and one asked, why? The response was, the cooler includes a blender, a waterproof Bluetooth speaker, a charger, a cutting board, and a bottle opener. It's more, instead of a cooler, it's a portable party pack.
Right. It's called Coolest.
Coolest. The Coolest Cooler, right. Ryan Grepper of Portland, Oregon, is the entrepreneur. He pledged $165. Anybody who came up with $165 or more would save $130 on the cooler, which will retail for $299. So, Kickstarter is the way, these crowdfundings, there's Indiegogo. There are three or four really good sites, but this was the biggest one on Kickstarter, and I thought it was kind of cool, frankly. Very good.
I saw it on one of the morning shows last week. I mean, this guy's getting big-time publicity, and it's absolutely taken off.
Yeah, it's good. Congratulations. Good for them. All right, so I have an idea here that I want to ask you about, and this is sort of one of those maybe, maybe not things. There was a decision made last week by a U.S. government board to establish for the first time that domestic violence victims who are coming to our country looking for asylum would be granted asylum.
So the women, for example, that get stoned in some of the Islamic countries because they look at another man or they don't want to marry the guy their father says they're supposed to marry, we would give them asylum. I think I'm down with that, frankly. You think it's a good idea or not? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich. I think, frankly, it's quite a good idea. 21 after the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This one of the good day goodies.
The good stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. You're never gonna get my love.
Sir Talk a Lot becomes Sir Mix a Lot. I'm into the music mix from this date, 1971, Ricky.
I'll never forget when we used to use this song as your intro song for Tom Parsons of BestBears.com. Because one day he had overheard his staff talking about you and saying, who does that guy think he is?
Mr. Big Stuff?
Mr. Big Stuff.
Right. All right, so what we do, again, for those of you who may not listen to this program with regularity or trying to hook you in, you can listen, by the way. There are all kinds of ways that you can get us. TuneIn Radio, outside of the great radio station that carry us, is a great way to connect. And I kind of like that. It's just, it's nice to have the technology available. So anyway, for those who are new to the program, you want to check it out, you can go to TuneIn.com, click on the TuneIn button at GoodDayShow.com or DougStefan.com. I think RadioAmerica.org is TuneIn Radio as well, right, Doug?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so if you're liking what you can hear every morning at this time and you're new, it's good. You can find us there or on the radio station you're listening to. The essence of our top five review we do with frequency is to take apart some of the songs and have some fun with them. So this is number five from this week, 1971. Let's move to number four now. Another great pop tune.
Mercy, mercy me.
Yep. Great talent. Marvin Gaye on Good Day. Who doesn't remember this song?
Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south.
wasted on oil, wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Stories that had relevance in 1971, they still do in 2014. So that's number four song for This Week in 71. Number three belongs to the five-man electrical band.
Oh, wow.
This is a great lyric.
Just don't do that.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
Uh-huh.
Man, don't remember this as a kid.
Yeah. The story here.
The sign said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right? Put up the fence to keep me out. Put people in the nature in. If God was here and tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner."
One kind of this big protest song from that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, this is not that far after Woodstock. This week in 1971, the feature musically number two that week belonged to John Denver. Talk about variety.
This song is the people who wrote this song, who were John Denver's writing partners, were driving along a road in Gaithersburg, Maryland, near where I grew up, and just, you know, going their way to West Virginia, and loved the bucolic the scenery.
Yeah.
It just happens to be the same road where Blair Witch Project was partly filmed.
Yeah, really? All right, number one this week, Bee Gees. John Denver had been number one the week before. It was removed or replaced by this song by the Brothers Gibb. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Number one this week in 1971. There they are for you.
When the barometric pressure drops, the number of migraines rises. Stress can bring on that throbbing pain, too. So can some foods. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Coffee, chocolate, nuts, and food high in MSG. Some headache specialists think these foods can trigger a migraine. Fruits and veggies that contain the natural food chemical tyramine are also on that list. Many cheeses contain this chemical, too, including blue, brie, cheddar, and feta cheese. Another baddie for many people is red wine. Even how cold your food is matters. If it's too cold, that can bring on a migraine, and fasting and skipping meals can start your head pounding too. For more information, check out the book Heal Your Headache, the 1-2-3 program for taking charge of your pain. It's by Dr. David Buchholz, a neurologist who says so many things you can't change can bring on a migraine, you might as well eliminate anything you can control. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/mid.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
At the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Rich McFadden and I here celebrating Labor Day. Story from North Dakota this weekend where farmers, Richie, are trying to get their crops to market, but they're getting squeezed out of the rail transportation picture. Congestion on the rail lines caused by the oil boom in North Dakota and Montana, creating huge backlogs for farmers who are eager to get their wheat and their beans and the corn to crops, driving a large production loss for big food companies like General Mills and Cargill because they can't get the backlog as a national problem. Matter of fact, I have here in the East, I ordered in April. I had a hay wagon that had serious damage to the side of it, so I ordered a new side. And the company that produces it is in North Dakota. And I have been waiting from that point to this point to get that repair item. So, and the guy, the trucker, the fellow who runs the farm dealership says that they can't get truckers to bring stuff from out there to here. Because it's the same thing with the rail lines and the truckers.
Really?
There's so much business out there that they can't handle it. So, and this is all about the booming production of oil from this area. Huge increase in shipments by rail. 75% of the production is shipped by rail. The rest of it is shipped by truck. 400,000 barrels of oil a day are coming to the East Coast. And this was the same sort of problem last year.
And why are we paying almost $4 a gallon for
gas? Because we're out of our these people are selling this stuff on the open market. We are out of our minds. crazy, crazy, crazy.
Well,
that's part of a capitalist society, is that they are free to sell the oil wherever they want to and
no question.
Make as much money as they want to. And if they can make more money selling it to some other sucker than us suckers, they win.
You know what's happening as a result of this on the farms in America, especially the Midwestern farms, they are now going back to using the water. There are the Mississippi River, the Missouri River, the Ohio River, and the tributaries in the Mississippi are now seeing huge increases in the infrastructure usage. So now the government, of course, is getting, we better look at regulating the traffic on these waterways more, blah, 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 blah. This is all part of the boom, and of course, if the government gets in the way of it, it'll be a bust. And that's what's happening to farmers. You hear me if you're new to this program. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And we run into these things every day, more than ever. And every single day there's a problem created by either lack of follow-through. I have a fellow on the phone. I don't know this man. Bill is in Spring Hill. I'm not even sure I know where that is, Bill. Where's Spring Hill?
That's my Wiki Watchy where the mermaids are, sir.
Wiki watching.
Oh, down in Florida, not in Massachusetts. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I see. I got it. I thought he was in Massachusetts. All right.
I'm looking at your website. It's you got one picture where you're over in a video and your hair is one color. Then you look up in the left corner and your hair looks like Sean Connery in a different picture.
Is this a critique of how I look? Is that it? How I've aged over the years?
It looks good. It looks good. And I was thinking we could take your dairy farmer and turn it into a medical marijuana dispensary.
Well, you know, there have been more than one person who has, and this has been a way for me to deal with the regulatory environment that I'm in. It makes it very difficult to even, I mean, the farm isn't for profit, but.
Think about what he just said.
Big hole.
It might be easier for you to grow pot on your farm
legally
than milk.
Milk.
Because they want to fight you every inch of the way
on
milk, and they want to shut you down by saying your counts are this, your counts are that, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it might serve Massachusetts right for you just to shut down the farm, keep the cows as pets, and start growing pot, dude.
Dude. I could do it, too. I have every legal, and Framingham is one of the places where pot can be grown. 20 towns in the state legally can have pot.
So then what you can do is forget selling the ice cream in the store. Oh, no, you need to sell it. If you're going to sell pot, you need to keep the ice cream. Forget the yogurt, though. Replace the yogurt with Twinkies. Replace the cheese with Ho-Hos. You need probably burritos and a microwave, and people can go shop for the pot and all the munchies that they need.
There you go. All right, so there's some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. We're talking, as Labor Day is upon us, about what the various ancillary things are that you are thinking. Are you really, as Labor Day, this is one of those holidays that I think doesn't need to be. There are only about four holidays that have any value, maybe five, in my mind. Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, those are three. Maybe a Memorial Day, Veterans Day, sort of put together, if you will. And then, you know, a tribute to famous Americans. All right, I've been, two of those are built around, let's say, President's Day, and then we have Veterans Day, Memorial Day. That ought to be
Martin Luther King Day. So you're saying
Martin Luther King,
Abe Lincoln, George Washington, Martin Luther King, all those guys.
Famous Americans. But then schools should be open so that people can learn, youngsters can learn. I don't see any reason for closing schools, even today. I don't even see a reason for Labor Day, frankly, other than it sort of marks the end of summer, and people are getting now trying to psych themselves into going back to work, and it's amazing. It's like a flood. Tomorrow, Tuesday, will be a flood. Things haven't been as busy as they will be tomorrow, whether it's markets, at stores, wherever it is, because there's this, once Memorial Day comes along, there's a psychological slowing down that goes with the good weather, and then now we realize we got to get business working again. We got to get productivity up again. You want to tell me something?
Any thought you ever had of running for president just got shot down right there.
What, because I don't want to have Labor Day?
Well, not only would the citizenry of this country not want you in, because you would get rid of like all the holidays to give them days off, but the marketing or the manufacturers and the stores
Mm-hmm. All of these organizations that run all of the malls and the car dealerships, they would shut you down in a heartbeat because every holiday gives them a reason to have some kind of big, dumb sale. You know, okay, Martin Luther King Day. Let's go out and buy a new car.
There's a place in Hallidon, New Jersey, called the American Labor Museum. And in there is tribute to why it is that we have unions, why it is we have a 40-hour work week, what it is to get better conditions at work, going back to the Ford Motor Company in 1914, when it scaled back from a 48-hour to a 40-hour work week. Henry Ford believed that too many hours were bad for workers' productivity. There's something to be said for that. People lose their effectiveness after 8 or 10 hours a day, I think, depending on the nature of the work. There are a lot of people, I know nurses, who work oftentimes doubles. They work 2 8-hour shifts. Man, I don't want to be sick and be on the end of that second shift if she's taking care of me. I think that that's a difficult reality. I remember studying, when I was studying American history, the idea of 5 days a week coming in just before World War II. There was a strike in Flint, Michigan, at one of the GM plants there. The employees were not given bathroom breaks, so they started. I mean, how stupid is that? Who would have thought, you not? Oh, no, you can't. You have to wait till the end of your shift to go to the bathroom. What, are you nuts?
Right.
I mean, that's the kind of where they asked for it. Those are the kinds of decisions and stupidity where they get it in the neck because they're just asking
for it. When you start to get a squeaky cog in the manufacturing line.
Yeah.
Wonder what that comes from.
Yeah, right. It comes from somebody who
can't hold it any longer, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, that was the kind of stuff that started the Fair Labor Standards Act, or got the government into this whole business, establishing minimum wage and overtime pay, and putting an end to child labor. Imagine what would happen. I'm looking at the increase in minimum wage. I don't believe in this as an employer. I just think you get paid what you deserve. If you work worth $8 an hour, great. Worth $18 an hour, great. The minimum wage has been increased 22 times since 1938. Started off, the minimum wage requirement in 1938 was 25 cents an hour.
Wow.
And now, the president wanted 10 an hour, and some states have upped it to $8, $9.
Seattle did $15
an hour. Yeah, exactly. I think that it's. Was it? I didn't realize it was that high, Richie. Was it really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Wow. 1,790 hours is the average work load for the year. Now think about that for a second. 40 times 50 is 2,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not even, that's the average person without vacation is working on average 1,790 hours a year. Man, that doesn't sound like a lot at all, does it?
50, so you're giving the 2 weeks of vacation off already.
Yeah. And then there are those people who are worried about women and working at home, domestic labor, that kind of thing, how it is that that women aren't paid, don't get benefits, that kind of stuff. That's a whole different argument. The median income in this country for people in professions, talking about nurses, anesthesiologists make on average $235,000 a year. And I picked that out of the hat because of the Joan Rivers story and how the anesthesiologist kind of screwed things up with her and may be ultimately responsible for her demise. You can look for these numbers online any place, what people are earning, and you know how many people have jobs, how many people are on the the dole, and I think that's something that we aren't concentrating on as far as Labor Day, but we ought to be. How many people are not working? How many people are collecting and basically abusing you and me as taxpayers? Food for thought. Good day. Time is 45 past the hour.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles: equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
Time for a visit from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, whose website, 818newback.com, is very popular because of the way he explains how you can take better care of your back. But he's here with us every week to offer alternatives to regular information you get from the world of medicine. So what's between the lines this week, Bruce?
Good morning, Rich and Doug. Listen, there was a CDC whistleblower story that arose about a week and a half ago that I have been following. And of course, in the beginning, it's very limited. It's on alternative press, and the standard bearers are saying, oh, this is a bunch of baloney. But it turns out the story was true, that a whistleblower by the name of William Thompson, one of their chief scientists, who participated in a 2004 study about the safety of MMR vaccine in relationship to autism, came out and said they had statistically manipulated significant data that had shown a link between increased risks of autism with MMR vaccine in an identified subgroup. Now, the subgroup happened to be African-American boys under the age of 36 months. Now, the CDC maintains that the changes to the study were to improve their data, but by doing so, they eliminated the vaccine red flag for the subgroup, and in fact, that's the kind of thing that should be investigated. It shouldn't be cast aside. So, you know, I mean, we have the situation here where the CDC is messing around with data on an agenda-driven basis so that they can tell us what they want us to believe, as opposed to giving the people of the United States pure, unadulterated truth. What do you think about that?
I think it's who runs the CDC and the USDA and the FDA, all the big drug companies and the operators who are going to gain from trying to twist things around. That's what I think about that. It's pretty typical, actually. Bruce Shanahoff, 818newback.com, with lots of specialized info here on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, where they focus on what's going on in the world of entertainment, mostly movies, DVDs, what was the big hit this weekend. Well, actually, I'm not going to give you that because the Labor Day stats aren't in, Labor Day weekend stats, not until tomorrow. Chuck Curry is off today, but I do have some movie news. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars. Or keyboards. Drums. Or a microphone. And being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with us every day at this time. He knows more about DVDs and rentals and videos and movies than anybody I know. That's why he's here. We're here to pick into his brain, his expertise. And we get started with an overview, even though I said we wouldn't get the numbers till tomorrow. The numbers are in, and they pretty much, usually Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, they seem to be able to find what the trends are and fairly adequately predict what's going to be the number one movie the weekend, et cetera, Chucker, right?
That is right. It's amazing that they can do that, but they pretty much know by Friday afternoon the trend of what it's going to be for the weekend.
Really?
And Guardians of the Galaxy emerged as the number one film over the weekend, $16.3 million, $275 million in 5 weeks. It is the number one movie this summer, and I think deservingly so. The movie's good, inventive, and it's a lot of fun. Overall, Doug, box office, though, has been down 17% year-to-year. This is the worst summer at the movies in terms of ticket sales since 1990.
Even though the cost of a ticket is up like 10, 12%, that's got to tell you how the quality of movies is being perceived. Or is it just people using this medium differently, Chucker, with all of the iPads and the tablets and...
I think that's exactly what's happening. I think the medium has changed tremendously, and there's a lot of different choices. The quality of television, especially cable television, mm-hmm. is so high. I think there's a certain percentage of people staying home and watching shows like Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or The Walking Dead, binge watching, and they're just not going to the movies like they.
I think it's still fun
I also think the trend, the fact that theaters or studios are forcing people to see 70% of the movies in 3D showtimes, a lot of people don't like that, and I think that's hurt the business, and they don't want to admit it.
I think, though, it's still a great experience to go to the movies. I remember to see that Philip Seymour Hoffman movie a week or so ago. I just couldn't imagine watching it. And many of these things. I didn't go see the Pierce Brosnan movie over the weekend. I kind of wanted to. But I think that's a big screen event. How did that do, by the way? What are the other movies in the top five?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 11.7, 162 million in four weeks of release. This film's done a lot better than anybody expected.
Sure.
The young adult movie, If I Stay, 9.2, 30 million in 2 weeks. The horror film, As Above, So Below, plays fourth, 8.3 in its first weekend. Let's Be Cops, which was shot on a low budget. Films perform well, 57 million in 3 weeks, 8.2. And P.S. Bronson's November Man, 7.6, 9 million since opening on Wednesday. Which is really so-so business. I went to see 100-Foot Journey, which is a number 9 film. This film's performed very well at the box office. I thought it was a really nice 90-minute movie trapped in a 2-hour running time. I liked it, but it's too long. But I'll
What's it about? What's it about?
It's about two restaurants across the street from one another, one French, one Indian, and they both compete. It has a very nice ending. Helen Mirren is the star. That woman is gold.
Yeah.
I mean, she is a tremendous, tremendous screen presence actress, whatever you want to call it. She's really, really good.
I saw the promo for that. Maybe that'd be a good movie to see on a rainy afternoon. This is the anniversary, and let's see, this weekend, 1997, for Flicks, Excess Baggage with Alicia Silverstone, Christopher Walken. Do you remember that?
I do. That movie really hurt a career, bombed at the box office, and after Clueless, a career never recovered.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
And I liked her, but that movie hurt her career badly.
She's So Lovely, Sean Penn, Robin Wright, and John Travolta. Remember that?
I do not.
Actually. Also this weekend. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.